And time to talk football, spring football. The Black Bears open up Saturday on the road at the University of Delaware. With more on that, we're joined by the head coach of the Black Bears, Nick Charlton. Hi there, Nick.
Hello, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well. It's not fall, it's spring, but I'm excited for football this week, and I can't imagine how excited you and everybody associated with the team must be to just have the chance to finally talk about football.
It is certainly exciting. I told the team yesterday it's been 469 days since we last played a football game, so that is a long time. So the guys are certainly excited, and we've made it this far in our preparation, and I'm very proud of them and the sacrifices they've made to get us to this point. So we're definitely excited to be able to go against somebody else other than us for once.
Absolutely. Before we talk about this week, let's talk about some news from last week. The team voted for captains. As a coach, you're hopeful they make the right decision, and boy, it sure looks like they did you proud with the two they selected.
Yeah, I thought this was a really important thing that we started a couple years ago in 2018 when we decided to switch over as a staff from game captains to true captains. And we look at the ballots and who the guys voted for, because it tells a lot about where the team's at, where the individuals are at, and we let them select. And Deshaun and Andre were just very close to unanimous in terms of their selection, and there was a great group of guys behind them. But I'm definitely proud of the team selection. Deshaun means everything to this team and what he's been through, and then everybody, of course, knows Andre's story. I mean, these are guys that have been through a lot of adversity, are great players, but great people that have gotten to this point. And there's a great group of leaders that are right there with them that are certainly going to be big to our success. So I was happy with that turned out, definitely.
Well, let's talk about the team that we'll see on the field this week against the University of Delaware. And you mentioned Deshaun. So, man, let's start with the defense. Always been a strength of the Black Bears. And I look at Deshaun Stevens back there and this linebacker crew, and hey, I don't want to put any pressure on Nick, but I'm not sure there's a better group of linebackers than the entire CAA.
No, I said it on the call today. I think they're very, very talented. There's a ton of depth there. I think done a great job with that group, and Mike Ryan's done an excellent job recruiting and developing that group. They're deep. There's talent. Deshaun, obviously being the former All-American, and Adrian Otero, who I think is going to be an all-conference player and really was one of the best players on our defense in the last five games, played outstanding. And then Ori, Gene Charles, of course, made some big plays at the end of the season. Miles Taylor has played in there as well. And then Rocky Williams and Xavier Nurse are also going to factor in. So, I mean, we got some good players. That's probably the strength of our defense, which is a good place to have the strength be. And I'm excited about the guys up front. It reminds me a lot of going into 2018 with some guys that had played in the year before, and now we're stepping into some big, big roles, and I think there's some talent up front along with some returners like Jamel Wiley. And then on the back end, there's some guys that have played a lot of football back there, and there's some new faces too. So I think everybody, in the FCS is going to have guys at different spots with different experience, but it's an exciting time for our defense, and I'm definitely looking forward to seeing them out there against somebody else.
Well, a couple of the guys that we're excited to see on the defense are transfers, and let's talk quickly about the big guy up front, Austin Chambers, who came in from BYU.
Yeah, he's done a great job, and I mean, Austin's a great person who, played a little bit at BYU, was looking for another opportunity as a grad, and we try to be very particular about grad transfers and guys that are possibly one-year guys, but Austin walked himself into a good situation where his eligibility gets extended, so he should be back next fall with us as well. But Austin's our starting nose right now, really stout in the interior, and I think he's going to bring a lot to the table up front for us.
And then in the secondary, you've got an impressive transfer from Maryland.
Yeah, Fofi, he's done a great job. Tremendous energy guy every day, which is something I think we definitely we're looking for on the defense and playing with great energy and passion. And, he's just got to get that game experience and get in the flow of the games. But, he's our strong safety right now. And there's going to be some guys that that play back there. Certainly, we had to move a few guys around. Our big thing was putting the best four out there at corner and safety, but we're going to need depth because there's going to be a number of guys that are going to have to play back there and at a lot of positions, but certainly excited about Folkby.
We're talking with Coach Nick Charlton here on Downtown. Well, games are won and lost in the trenches. I look at that offensive line, and first of all, they're huge, maybe the biggest in Maine history, but you've also got a pretty impressive amount of depth at the O-line.
Yeah, there's a lot of depth, and we're really intentional with trying to bring in, whether it was a scholarship player or a walk-on, of bringing in great individuals that were looking for opportunities. And, I think we really have a strong group there. The interior is definitely a big strength of our team with Mike Giraci and Matias Dalso, and there's been really good competition at a number of spots. Tyler Royal started last year. Gunner obviously started in 2018, and he's going to be starting again at tackle. So, it's a solid group, and I think the big thing, especially up front, is they play very well together. And I think we're, going to be able to run the football, and, time will tell, obviously, when we play somebody else. But they've done a really nice job throughout camp.
Joe Fagnano did such a good job stepping in last year. He was smart. He was talented. He showed great poise back there, good decision-making ability. What does he need to do? What can he do to take his game to another level?
Well, it's always like part of that natural progression, especially at the quarterback position. Joe's very intelligent, and Joe, one of the things, like, critical thinking-wise, is he doesn't make a lot of mistakes, again. He really studies the game, is able to apply it on the field. A lot of guys, they're great in the classroom, but when the lights are on, they struggle, and Joe, he applies it to the field and has the ability to extend plays as well. So Joe needs to continue to progress and, try to raise his game as he continues to mature, and it's his second year, and obviously he's our starting quarterback, and I'm excited about the younger guys behind him as well, but Joe is a very talented young quarterback that we're certainly excited about, and he's got to do a great job leading this offense.
A lot of new faces back there at the running back spot, and some impressive freshmen and an interesting transfer from Rutgers. Tell us about some of those guys.
Yeah, that's the position that not everybody's going to know too many at, because it's a lot of new faces, and I think actually you and I had this conversation a while ago, and it's a good thing sometimes, and when you look at the last couple of years, we've started a number of freshmen or younger guys, and they've stepped into those roles because they were ready. And, I mean, Elijah is our starting running back right now from Rutgers, and he's done a very good job and showed his ability in the scrimmage to make people miss and extend plays and do his job as well. Very patient runner, like what he has. Freddie Brock, true freshman out of Rochester. He's an explosive runner that's continuing to learn the offense and do different schemes in the run game. And then Curtis Murray really came on late in spring camp here, who's been here, but showed what he can do. Started playing really well, especially in the last couple of weeks, along with Tavion Banks, who's another freshman, who I think is going to be a really good player here. He just needs to continue to develop as a freshman. But there's a number of guys that are in the mix there, so it's good to – you need depth at running back because that's a tough position to play, so we need plenty of guys that can play.
You lost a couple of awfully talented receivers last year, but you bring back Dre Miller, who is just getting better all the time. You've got Jacob Henney, who I think seems to have a pretty good working relationship there with Joe, and then some new guys that are exciting, and Michael Manios, and, of course, the UConn transfer, Xavier Scott.
Yeah, I mean, Dre is, the healthiest he's been, and that's always been the thing with Dre is when he's healthy, and now that he's been in the offense for a few years, he's moved into that position. A lot of those guys from years past, like the Micah Wrights and Ernest Edwards and Jaquan Blair's, where they truly understand the whole offense and he can play every position and step in while also getting, targeted for certain things. So Dre's done a great job. We expect a lot from him. Jake Henney, like you said, I mean, he's got a strong working relationship with Joe, especially playing inside, but he also can play outside. And then we have some depth and some younger guys. It's going to be different because there's a lot of guys that are playing earlier, but that's a good thing. And, that's how it was when I got here as a receivers coach. So we got a number of guys that'll be stepping in, like Mike Monios and Jamie Lampson and Trevin Ewing and Montego Moss. So it'll be interesting to see who emerges from that group. I'm excited to get him out there, and Xavier as well. He brings a lot to the table too. So we just got to get those guys out there and let them play.
And you needed a kicker, and it looks like you got yourself a very strong one. Transfer from Stetson. Tell us a little bit about Johnny Messina.
Yeah, Johnny has been very consistent. And, you know, Johnny was down at Stetson. He's their all-time leading scorer. And, you know, he wasn't dealing with the elements that we deal with up here. And he's been solid, very consistent. You know, when you look at the stats, again, very accurate kicker, but he showed off his leg strength as well, getting into the 40-plus yard field goal range a number of times in our two-minute drills and things like that, and making those kicks in pressure situations in practice. So it's all about translating to the field now. But he's handled the transition really well. I thought he had a really strong camp, and we just got to continue to build on that. And there's going to be a little bit of trial by fire there with every position, because he's got to go out there now and go do it. But in these elements, you can tell a lot about specialists with how they kick, punt, and kick off. I mean, you know that, Rich. So he's been great. I mean, we've had warmer days like we had yesterday, and we've had 15-degree days. And he's been very good and very consistent.
Well, Nick, travel safely. Good luck this Saturday against Delaware. Bob and I will miss not being with you, but we'll be broadcasting the game from a studio, imagining ourselves there with you.
Rich, it won't be the same without you on the flight, but I will say we will miss you, and I appreciate it.
We'll see you at home next week. Thanks, Nick.
All right, thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.
That's Nick Charlton, head coach of the Black Bears.